Lord Ivar Warkon watched as Roki Kem swept into the room. She was, without a doubt, charming and charismatic. Also, without a doubt, her entire history attested to a deeply rooted love for her people and an integrity that had seldom been seen outside a holodrama. And as he saw how many beings turned to watch her, approach her, or otherwise seem heartened by her arrival, he realized this weed in the Sith Garden had to be eliminated before it took root. He would enjoy it, he mused. Would he get to kill her? Terrify and taunt her before taking her life? Or would it be sweeter to slowly discredit her? Watch her pain as the public that so doted on her eventually turned to despising her. The latter, preferably. Warkon did not like bodies. They were inconvenient and attracted attention. His mind was already concocting several trumped-up scandals with which to smear the admittedly lovely Roki Kem, when he noticed she was moving in his direction. He smiled warmly as his hand closed around her three-fingered one. He suppressed a shudder. Suddenly, she didn't look quite so lovely to him. Nonetheless, her smile was entrancing.
"Senator Cameron Suldar, I believe," she said.
"The same, ma'am. And as everyone here knows, you are the famous Roki Kem."
She ducked her head slightly.
"I prefer to simply be Senator. I assure you, I am famous only because fate chose me to be the liberator of my people. I do not hunger after it."
And suddenly, he knew, without knowing, that that was a lie. But her people didn't lie, if he recalled correctly. They gave too much emphasis to the power of words. As he gazed into her green eyes, he saw something there that everyone else must have missed. He saw a coldness, a calculation. Her smile deepened.
"Please, a word with you, if I may? You have done so fine a job in so short a time. I think I may learn from you."
"Certainly," he said,
nodding to his cronies. They meandered off a discreet distance. They were effectively alone. Regulations forbade any recording devices in this room, and Warkon knew those rules were enforced. He himself had been almost indecently analyzed for such devices. Whatever she had to say, he knew it would be for his ears alone. He continued to smile pleasantly.
"How can I be of service to you, Senator?"
"By staying out of my way,"
came the unexpected response. She, too, kept a smile on her face, but her eyes were hard as jade. He made a slight clucking sound of reprimand.
"That certainly doesn't sound like the Rokkari Kem the galaxy has come to know and love."
"She does not exist,"
said Kem.
"Certainly, you know a thing or two about fabricating a persona."